Hi, this is Annie. It's August the 1st, and this is my entry for Spoken Sunday. It's called The Summons, and it's the first draft that I wrote earlier this year. A discreet pip chimed on Trent's phone. Flipping it open, he shot a disinterested gaze at it, one eyebrow quivering momentarily. He let out a reluctant huff and pushed himself out of the wicker chair. Dark fluid in a crystal glass he'd tenuously held slopped dangerously over to one side. However, the thick liquid drew back slowly as the glass righted itself as he stood. "Macy, your boyfriend is sending me dirty messages again." "He's not my boyfriend," a disembodied voice stung out through the jasmine-filled night air, punctuated almost immediately afterwards by a clattering of muffin trays onto a steel kitchen sink. The cricket song fell silent as a group of teenagers shuffled along the sidewalk beside the house, jostling and joking with one another, their innocent souls tantalising the dark denizens of the dying year. Another synthesised alarm announced its arrival of a message. "It's yours this time, Mace. Want to bet it's the same message?" Petite feet tiptoed across the veranda, suds from the washing up glistening in the candlelight as they clung to her apron. She wiped her hands dry and stuck an appendage towards Trent, silently demanding to see the offending message. Standing, he saluted and swallowed half the contents of his glass in one gulp and pointed to a phone on the side table. Macy studied the identical messages. "You have 30 days left to live. Use them wisely." "Damn this technology. I didn't think he'd have such a good handle on it and find us so quickly." As she studied her screen, another message flashed. "I can make it less days if you keep complaining." "Oh, that's it. He's losing his touch. He's getting a bit boring in his old age." And then she started to giggle at her own joke and wiped dark teardrops from her face. Trent shrugged and slurped noisily at the dregs in his glass. Macy dusted an imaginary dust from her apron and folded her hands in front of her. "Well, we best make plans to ensure we don't miss anything in the next month then. I thought we'd have at least another year." Shrugging again, Trent grunted non-committedly. "I'm bored anyway. Sport's not like it used to be. I think I'll just sit here and drink for the next 30 days. She pushed him half-heartedly on the shoulder. "It's not going to come knocking on your door, you know. You'll have to go out and get it." Macy sternly looked at Trent. "And no more deliveries." Trent's phone pipped again. He read it and he smirked. "So the man decides that we have to go up to the boardwalk before the fireworks. Apparently, there's a lot of lost souls wandering around, willing to commit to any new promise as the new year comes in." Macy slowly smiled, her tiny pink tongue flickering between her teeth, the near future playing out deliciously in her mind. Trent stared at his empty glass and refocused on his sister. Her black hair, lustrous and shiny, rippled over her shoulders as she gestured about her. Her checkered apron sat in direct opposition to the tiny leather miniskirt, barely there corsetry top and high stiletto boots. He still couldn't get used to the house-proud fetish she'd developed over this time and shook his head, trying to get the image out of his mind. "It's not like the old days, is it, Trent?" Macy untied the strings from around her waist and folded her apron neatly. "All of this technology. I don't think it's made things better for any of us. None of this scheduling, being able to be contacted no matter what you were doing." "No." She shook her head sadly. "I preferred the immediacy of summons and dismissals we used to get. Nothing beats the blood-soaked pinnacle with the explosion of smoke for effect." She flicked her eyes and then her hair over her tiny pointed ears. "I'm not taking your trash out tonight, Trent. You've got to get rid of this properly this time." Macy delicately slipped over the sprawled, motionless figure draped still with his white delivery overcoat, her skirt riding up to expose a detailed tattoo of a dragon wrapped protectively round her upper thigh. It rippled and wriggled with anticipation as Macy stroked it lovingly. Her red-rimmed eyes flashed as she stole a languid glance over her shoulder. "You coming? New Year's Eve is always full of unsuspecting souls. Best we feed deeply while we can. It's hard to say when a mortal will summon us again." Trent grinned. "And it's harder yet to say if hell will even let us out again." Well, I hope you enjoyed that. You can see more of my writing on Annie's Musings on www.annieevert.blogspot.com. I'll catch you next Sunday.